It was known as a time of drunkenness, of lewd behavior, of anti-morality, like just having sex.
Wow, that sounds like a nice Christmas time.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
We talked a bit about this issue earlier this year, A Christmas Story. They decided to make a sequel. Now,
oh, right,
bam,
yes.
A musical.
No.
Yes, I saw it. We were in the city over the weekend. We're walking down the street, and there, yes, A Christmas Story, a musical. And on the cover is, looks like the real kid from the movie. And then there's a picture of the electric sex and the window lamp.
Oh, right.
Which was also a popular Halloween costume. I don't know if you saw anyone dressed like a sexy lamp.
How could they do?
Right. I don't, I guess they taped both legs together. I have no idea how they did it. But this is tickets, and it's a holiday musical. It's new, it's limited engagement, $49, so it's not doing well.
Wow.
$49.
But it's not the sequel. It's the musical.
No, it's a
version.
Christmas Story. The musical. And it says here, a musical extravaganza. No one's ever said that before about a musical.
Yep. I like that. Oh, I wonder.
Look, there's a picture of Ralphie Parker only wants one thing for Christmas. And there's a picture of the little kid in his bunny suit hopping around like a little.
And that's not what he wants. He didn't do that. And he never hopped around in that.
Well,
he walked sullenly.
He is going to be cakewalking his way through this musical in this little suit. It looks terrible. A musical based on the 1983 movie, which in itself was based on stories by a legendary radio humorist, Gene Shepherd.
Oh, my God.
Funny and heartfelt songs. Faithful yet inventive book. Captures holiday wonder with deliciously wicked wit that is sure to delight children and grown-ups
alike. I can't believe you took the time to read that.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well,
it looks awful.
I want the soundtrack.
Christmas Story, a musical. What would they sing about in that? You'll Shoot Your Eye Out? Is that like the big show-stopping number?
Then My Little Piggy, where the kid eats the... Be like, My Little Piggy.
And there's going to be a huge electric sex, like a Rockette situation going on with the
lamp. Absolutely.
They will not stop with this. They will not stop
milking
it.
And then there's going to be a whole ballad about sliding down the thing from Santa Claus.
Oh! Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
And down I slide... Along with my hopes and dreams.
I don't know. I'm not that excited about it. Not that excited about it at all.
Not at all. I can't.
Are they going to make a TV show now? Like, what's going on? They just won't stop.
Well, they always have it going the 24 hours.
A cycle?
Yeah, on Christmas.
Nothing new.
Like TBS or something.
Did they do Grinch the musical already?
I don't think so.
I'd like to see that. I like the Grinch. So the holidays are
upon us.
They're right on top of this. They're bearing
Here
down on
are.
Us.
Here we are.
And I just want to say to everyone out there, relax.
No kidding.
Right? Relax. And I found this really good advice, how to maintain your sanity during the holidays.
Because what are some of the things that make you...
Go insane?
Yeah.
The holidays.
Okay.
Well, for me, they're not so bad because I avoid family like the plague.
Yeah.
And I think family, like the plague... is really what makes the holidays hard for people.
Yeah.
So this advice is how to maintain your sanity. It says, balancing the things you have and want to do over the holidays is no easy task. Thankfully, make less is more, your holiday mantra. So already I like it.
Okay.
It says, between the decorations, the parties, the presents, and day-to-day life, the holiday season has changed. No longer filled with joy.
Oh.
Togetherness and meditation, the holidays become a string.
I'm already crying, Jaquetta.
It's stress. Plagued by long lines and pushy customers and blah, blah, blah. So they say, consider rethinking gift giving. All right?
All right.
Cut down on giving gifts.
That's what you're supposed to do at Christmas time.
Cut down on giving gifts to extended family and friends and focus on immediate family. Involve the kids in handmade crafts rather than something anyone could purchase at the store. So you got your kids like Santa's elves.
Right. Sitting at the table, cranking out.
Yeah, they have a little chain from their little feet to the bench.
Little painted plates.
Yes. that you're going to give people.
And a handprint on them.
It says, rethinking holiday gift giving has the potential to save money as well as maintain your sanity and make everyone hate you.
No kidding, right?
No kidding. People don't... I would say...
Nobody wants to see your handmade gift.
I would say go the other way and gift certificate the hell out of everybody.
That's it. That's the way to go.
And don't do any shopping at all. Katie and I will be exchanging checks for $73.15, as stipulated by what we should spend.
Right. That's what you should be spending on your friends.
So they also address the issue that there are a lot of parties. And I kind of, this is actually one thing about the holidays that I like, because for me, parties means one thing.
Booze.
So they say here, by choosing to be a guest instead of a host. Isn't that rich?
I choose to go to your party. Oh, you weren't invited. Well, but I still choose
I'm
to be.
I'm choosing to be the guest and not the host. You can save time and money. Go to parties to enjoy time with friends and family instead of cooking and cleaning to prepare for one. So shut down your party. Go to everyone else's party, but do not have a party at your house.
Don't.
This is a chintzy person.
No kidding. Don't buy anything. Don't have a party.
Yeah.
And feed off others.
If you do decide to host, try non-traditional ideas, such as ice skating. So don't have it at your house.
Go to a pond. Hope to God that it's frozen over.
Yes. And have the party there. It says, even if you've managed to avoid hosting the party yourself, open house and work invitations start coming in earlier and earlier. What's the open house invitation?
An open house? That's when you...
Is it a suburban thing?
Yeah. It's kind of like you say, it's an open house, come and go whenever you want. It's not like the party is... From, 7 till 11. It's like all day long. You can come in, bring your kids.
That sounds awful.
Bring a dish.
If I did that at my house, I think by, say, so people can start coming at like, noon?
Yeah.
And they stop coming at 8?
Yeah, something like that.
12:30, I'm probably just laid out drunk. I mean, because open party means open bar.
Yeah.
And if it's my house, that's open and the bar is open. Mm-hmm. If I have an open house, you better get there early. That's all I'm saying. If you want to get anything, any food or any booze. It says here, allow downtime every weekend leading up to the holidays.
Yeah. No kidding.
This is for someone who just can't deal with it at all. So from, let's say, October until Thanksgiving, nothing.
Yeah, get up late on a Saturday and watch a movie.
Yes.
In your pajamas with a cup of coffee.
It says here, cut corners.
Didn't you already do this without buying a present, not throwing a party?
Don't take it upon yourself to handle everything. Delegate it to your spouse. Have children's wrap presents. Let the entire family. The way to maintain sanity during the holidays is to fob it off on everybody else.
Right.
So I make you have my Christmas party somehow. Then I have.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know. Right. You know what? By choosing to be a guest.
Oh, so you're going to call me or text me and say, I choose to be a guest
at your party.
Yeah,
party at Katie's. House. Oh, I like the advice, but it's just basically it's like don't do anything.
Yeah.
Like keep a low profile. Are you preparing for the holidays?
Yes.
What are you doing?
First, I'm decorating my abode.
Your abode?
Yeah. It's going to look nice.
Do you do a tree and everything?
I do a tree, yeah.
A real tree or fake tree?
Real.
Where do you get it from?
There's a little lot. About 5 blocks away and some sketchy people.
Full of carnies. What's there in the off season? It's like old tires burning. People warming themselves over a trash can.
Yeah,
holidays come up. Trees.
Or just go to a neighbor's yard and hack it down.
I actually might. I'm thinking about getting a tree tonight. But it's weird for me being a country person to get my tree from like in front of CVS.
Well,
it just feels
to,
weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you have to. In the country, you go to like a Christmas tree farm. Or so they say.
And cut it down yourself?
You can cut it down yourself, or they just have some already out. But the point is, when you buy it, you're already in like a semi-forested area.
Yeah.
It feels weird to me to roll up on a dollar store.
Yeah, I know.
And walk away with a tree.
Hey,
this is the way that it is.
Yeah.
I think I might actually just buy tree smell this year.
Oh, no. Get a tree.
We're leaving on the 11th.
All right.
So we'd have to get the tree now, and we'd have to work that tree.
Did you just announce on your show that you're leaving on a certain date and your apartment's going to be empty?
Yes, everyone, quick. It's not going to be empty because we're New Yorkers.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay.
There's no situation in New York where if you leave your apartment for 2 days, someone's like, hey, I need a place for 2 days.
Fine. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lake, snow is glistening. Basically, what kind of traditions do you have for the holidays? Like,
We do donuts. That's pretty much it. We make donuts.
You make them? Or
we don't do donuts. We go up to the lawn and we trash it with our ATVs and just go around and around. We have a family recipe for donuts. And my mother is a terrible, terrible, terrible cook. She will agree with you. And so I started making the donuts pretty early on because, first of all, I wanted to be able to eat them and I didn't want anyone to die.
Okay.
So donut making is, and then the regular like tree stuff. That's pretty much it. Booze.
Because a lot of people have the same traditions, but some people like to start their own family traditions.
Oh, no.
So you have to.
No. Are you starting one right now?
No, this is, for example, you know, if a family, like for the past 20 years, like this family would go to get a live Christmas tree.
Okay.
And then they had little Timmy always was in the sleigh, you know, and they always pulled little Timmy in the sleigh to go get the tree. And now that he's 24,
they're still pulling little Timmy.
He's like 210 pounds.
What a load.
And so you still have to keep doing this kind of stuff. So nobody wants to break the rules, but maybe you want to try to like sneak something else in there that's.
I guess to the point where Timmy has to use a cane to get onto the sled is when you need little to stop Timmy. Doing that, little Timmy.
One suggestion is each year after Thanksgiving, but before Christmas, throw a green party and invite all your lady friends and family.
Lady friends? What the hell? What does that mean?
Your lady friends with their lady parts. Those are... if they're not ladies.
Tell them to bring their lady parts with them.
Yeah, encourage everyone to bring some kind of greens from their own yard. This could
greens?
Be, yeah.
I thought they meant go green, like
I know,
save the environment.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, but you could take a clipping from your evergreen tree, cedar bush, rose hips, snippets from a burning bush. What? And then you share all the material, and at the evening, everyone swaps wreaths. You have to make a wreath out of all these clippings.
I'm surprised that these people actually use the internet and don't just use smoke signals to communicate with each other about this green party. Are you kidding me? This is the weird stuff about being a country person that I hear about people doing. You know how we get a wreath where I'm from in the country? Walmart people.
Yeah, no kidding.
Why would I make a wreath? What am I?
And then they're like, oh, try these
Courier other... and friggin' Ives?
Try other tradition.
I said that with such vitriol.
Yeah. I love that. Stop me in my tracks.
Yeah.
Try other tradition ideas. Exchange, handmade gifts.
Ugh.
String popcorn and cranberries. Go caroling.
If you ever give me a gift, unless it's a cocktail, I don't want it
if
you've made it by hand. And you're probably, do you craft?
What?
I don't know.
How dare you?
You don't make any kind of craft. You don't knit. You don't do any of that stuff.
No.
I knit. You'll never see it. And I'll never be giving you anything to knit.
My grandmother tried to teach me how to crochet.
Oh, I don't like crocheting.
And all I could do was make a triangle. I don't know.
No matter what it was.
Came in a triangle.
I just remember when I was a kid, I always wanted to learn how to knit because that was upscale. But everyone in our community crocheted. And they would crochet things that you didn't want, like something to cover toiletries.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, like a toilet paper dress.
I don't do that. But, you know, these are some of the traditional things that you could do. But there's some things that are a little more offbeat that you can try to do.
Okay, like little Timmy.
Have a birthday party for Jesus.
Isn't that Christmas?
Yeah, but have a cake for him and sing happy birthday and that kind
That's
of thing.
That's weird.
Yeah. And have the cake, yeah, sing happy birthday. And another one is draw Santa. Then listen to this. Pass out sheets of blank paper and pens to the adults. Instruct them to draw Santa while they place the piece of paper on top of their heads. Give them 5 minutes to complete the drawing and have the children choose the two best Santa drawings.
Now, until you brought children into it, I thought this was going to be like a key Christmas party situation.
No, put a piece of paper on top of your head now, and then take a pen and draw
Santa
on it while you're not kidding.
On my afro.
Yeah.
This is not for people who have large hair.
And then this is another one. This woman shared this whole story. She said, when I was a child, a special family gave us a wonderful surprise each night during the 12 days of Christmas.
Whoa. Stop.
Yeah. Now we create the 12 days of Christmas by picking a house around town. And each of the 12 nights, we ring their doorbell and run away, leaving a gift on their doorstep. That represents the day's lyric.
This has got to be about the Mason-Dixon. Because if I see anybody near my front door... on any of the days of Christmas, buckshot.
First night, they knocked on the door and left a small live pear tree in a pot.
It's still creepy.
Second night was a box of Dove chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
Third night, a large stewing hen and assorted veggies for stew. So a raw bird.
with like a piece of broccoli and an onion wrapped around its neck.
Yeah. Fourth night was a trivet and potholders with Christmas birds on them for four calling birds.
Imagine the nightmare of that hen. Really?
I know. And it goes on. Eighth night was eggnog and dairy creamers for nine maids a milking.
Mm-hmm.
Ninth night was Christmas music for ladies to dance to.
Ladies again.
Yeah. And then 10th night, we left them cozy socks for the leaping lord's tired feet. Okay. So they do this each night.
$20 says this is like a Hindu or a Sikh family or a Jewish family. That's like, what's going on?
I know. But this poor family is being harassed every night with a surprise.
It's like a Muslim family that's like, they left a live chicken on our stairs.
Yeah. They would call ding dong ditching. And then they run away.
Ding-dong ditching?
Yeah.
Probably in another language means, like, kill the whatever that people are. That's creepy.
Isn't that creepy? And that's a lot of work. And it's like, and then you pick the, and then afterwards you go by and say, it was us.
Nobody do this. We live in a multicultural society. These signs could all be read incorrectly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like,
don't do it. Don't go sneaking on another person's property.
And leaving dancing music? Like, what kind of dancing music? Like, everybody in the club tonight kind of music? Or what?
For the lords to leap to, or the ladies to dance to.
What did the lords leap to?
The lords, they needed the socks, remember?
Oh, that's awful.
Isn't that terrible?
These people are creepy.
Sixth of the night was a basket of eggs and omelet fixing for six geese a lane. Yeah.
Is that the reason for the season? Like, that's weird
to
me.
That's just like a weird family doing this weird.
I understand if it was like your neighbors, but this is why I can't live in the suburbs, you see?
Yeah,
this anyone comes near, literally, this like we went by the Sotmart house and they threw a dog at us. Like that would.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Like I don't want anyone on my steps.
No. That's
and I don't want to buy my tree from a carny. If that's what's happening.
Yeah.
How much are the trees?
The trees? Mm-hmm. That's like a 5 foot one is probably about $60.
Man, I always get the Charlie Brown tree.
Yeah, you got to get something bigger. Don't do that.
No. It's because I'm in an apartment. Forget it.
Oh no, it's nice. You don't live like in a crawl space.
No, but it's not appropriate. I like a tree that I can look down upon. Like when I'm putting the star on the tree, I'm reaching down.
Oh, yeah. You know, here are some of the worst Christmas traditions. If you thought those were bad, people were upset with these traditions in their own families.
Okay.
My family takes the Christmas tree down every year on Christmas Day.
Really?
It's 5:30 p.m. and my tree is already on the side of the road blowing around.
When they were kids, can you imagine? Did you guys have fun today? All right, it's over.
Yeah.
Christmas is over.
Boom.
Yeah.
Out the door. And then there are some people that, they said, my dad was telling us that when he was a kid, Santa also brought the Christmas tree. So basically, my grandparents would start at midnight and set everything up till like 4 a.m. It sounds horrible. Putting up a tree?
Your grandparents?
Well, that's when their father was a kid. So his parents are their
grandparents. Okay.
Sorry.
Forcing your grandparents to sneak in.
Yeah. All right. How about this one? This woman says that when she was little, Santa didn't wrap the Christmas presents.
Was drunk.
They were lazy. Set out by each for each child, and each child had a special spot in the room, and then they just had a pile of presents just sitting there.
That sounds like the kind of parent I would be. I have just a picture of it.
So this woman married a guy, and they had kids, and now it's time for Christmas, and he's like, they had a big fight over, does Santa wrap the presents? And he's like, yeah, they do. And she's like, no.
Why would you not
I never
wrap
heard
presents? So the kids just have to go to a spot in the room?
Yeah, and then they see a pile. They know what their spot is.
And then they just look at the pile, and then they just cry. That's really weird.
Isn't that terrible?
That just sounds like cheap. You know?
Yeah.
This is kind of like, you know what else Santa doesn't do? Santa doesn't take the price tags off things.
Yeah. So you know what they did? They decided to compromise, and they just put a blanket over the pile.
Oh, my God. And you know what? And you're making tomorrow's one-person solo show performers right there.
Right.
For Christmas, we just unveiled our presents. It was an old ratty crocheted blanket thrown over a pile of things. We just lifted it up.
It was like the dog's blanket.
Yeah. We just lifted it up, looked, we put it back
down.
And then the tree was thrown out immediately. You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be. I have some interesting stuff here. You're just talking about how ridiculous Christmas traditions. Do you know that at one point They banned it.
No.
It was so bad.
Who?
They say it was Oliver Quatt. You're like, who? Christians, of course. Because, okay, so Christmas abolished. And normally we say that Oliver Cromwell banned Christmas during the mid-17th century, but it wasn't him. It was actually the Godly or Parliamentary Party. There was a party called the Godly Party. And they worked within Parliament in the 1640s to clamp down on the celebration of Christmas, saints, and other holy days because Christians were going crazy.
Uh-huh.
It was known as a time of drunkenness, of lewd behavior, uh-huh. of anti-morality. Like, people just really went around carousing, having a great time, just having sex.
Wow, that sounds like a nice Christmas time.
And that's why they had to get rid of it.
So, because it was wild.
It was a wild time. Because it comes originally from the pagan traditions.
Right.
So it says, following the Reformation, groups such as our friends, the Puritans, condemned Christmas.
The Puritans again.
Once again.
If you listen to our Thanksgiving show.
And they blamed it on the Catholics. They said the Catholics were getting wild. It had the trappings of popery that they were wearing.
The trappings of popery, you know.
The trappings of popery.
The popery got me again this year.
Yeah. And or rags of the beast.
Ooh.
So the Catholic Church didn't like this and was like, look, people, we're still going to have our Christmas, but we need to tone it down a little bit.
All right.
So Catholic Christmas apparently was the bomb.
People running around having sex.
Yep. So after...
And smelling popery.
And smelling popery. So after the victory against Christmas in 1647, people rioted in the pro-Christmas riots that broke out for weeks all over England.
Good.
Rioting,
as well they should have.
They rioted by decorating doorways and shouting slogans. They had traditional roasts. They had dances. They played cards and they sang. As a protest. Not bad.
I think it's
not bad at all. Also, in the colonial America, the Puritans tried to snuff it out here as well. They got the pilgrims to go along with it.
Oh.
But then the pilgrims went back on it.
Because they're like, hey.
Yeah, whatever.
We're pilgrims. So, we're not Puritans.
And who saved it in the end is Dickens. So by writing A Christmas Carol and creating all of these...
Because of the family thing, when they started bringing the kids into it, how can you argue?
Exactly. So they wanted to make it more of a family holiday, where Christmas used to be just a way you get drunk and tear ass.
Yeah.
Play cards. They had special dances they had a maiden's dance and a plow...
Decorating doors like nobody's business.
They had a plowboy dance that was quite lascivious, from what
really?
I understand.
And a plowboy, wow.
A lewd maidservant's dance.
All right.
Yeah, and apparently the Scottish were really into it as well. So that's another reason why it should be shut down. It was a time of misrule, drunkenness, promiscuity, and gambling.
I can't
so
believe.
So much more fun.
I can't believe what it was and what it could have been for us now.
Well, if it hadn't been once again for those Puritans. The Puritans put the kibosh on it.
Ruining How cool everything.
So I found a Christmas, Greg and I belong to this place called Merchant House. It's an old merchant's house from 2 centuries ago. It's in Manhattan. And every year they have a Christmas party. And the first year that we went, they had a drink called Steaming Bishop. Yes. And you're supposed to drink it out of a bowl.
Okay.
So this is...
I can do that.
Yeah, hot steaming bishop.
All right.
What's in it? So lemons, water, clove, and a bottle of port. And sugar.
All right.
And then you mull it with spices together.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah, and you're supposed to drink it out of a bowl. It has allspice, ginger, mace.
Did we mention you should drink it out of a bowl?
Yes. You need to drink it out of a bowl. You need a hot bowl of bishop. Steaming bishop.
I like a steaming bishop, please.
Yeah. It's also, I think, called roaming bishop. It's a hot bowl.
I like
bowl
the
of it.
Steaming bishop
How cool
better.
Is that? And it's mentioned in Dickens also.
Cool. Speaking of drinks...
And the holidays. Yay!
You know, we've talked about this on occasion. We give out shot glasses. If you give us a 5-star review on iTunes, that you will automatically get a shot glass from us.
You're eligible for a shot glass.
And if you give us an idea for a segment, anything else.
Basically, just commune with us.
And you get a shot glass. Yeah. So we put it out there to everybody. Since we have the shot glasses, we needed a Hey You Know It drink.
Yeah.
A Hey You Know It teeny.
If you will.
Yes.
And we got one.
Well, we got one. So from Sylvia.
Yay.
Hey, Sylvia. She said, Thanksgiving cocktails with vodka, triple sec, and cranberry ginger ale chilled. Toast to the first ladies of podcasting.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, say those ingredients again.
Vodka.
Triple
sec. Mm-hmm. Cranberry ginger ale. Chill it. Put it in your shot glass.
Nice.
And drink. That is a Hey You Know It teeny.
I don't even know how. I mean, she's a picture of it, too.
She's this looks a picture.
Very, we're actually salivating.
Yeah. She has the Belvedere vodka.
Yeah.
Triple sec in the shot glass, and we could see the shot in the glass. And she has a very nice table.
Yeah.
In the kitchen area.
I like the design. She's got a very modern look here.
Yeah, very nice.
It looks really, really, really good. I think that's going to be she says it's a Hikey Cosmo.
A Hikey Cosmo, but we're calling it Hey You Know It teeny.
Yeah, Hey You Know It teeny. Thank you very much,
Thank
Sylvia.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Yeah, I don't know how she was able to stagger over to her computer and type that one out. That sounds really yummy. And like, you probably wouldn't even taste the vodka.
We're going to have dinner, and we are going to have this tonight.
Yep. The Hey You Know It teeny.
Yes.
We'll bring our own shot glasses to the bar.
Yeah, right.
They're used to it. They're not going to care. They're not going to care at all.
For the holidays, sometimes you go back to your family and it's just like, Jesus, you know, I really, I wish that you're going to hear it from your family. Why don't you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or what mm-hmm. have you?
Or anything. Anything that you don't have, they're going to ask you why you don't have it. Or why you don't have another one.
Yeah. And sometimes you're just like, hey, you know, I need to show up at my family's house for Christmas with a boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay?
Any boyfriend.
Any boyfriend will do. So how, and time is running out, folks.
Yeah.
Christmas is coming.
Grab up those boyfriends. Is there an app for this? Is this
no.
where this is going? Okay.
But this is how to get a boyfriend in 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Go. Day one.
It says that you don't have to be single at your next holiday dinner or company trip. If you want someone you could share a meaningful future with, you can make it a reality in a matter of days. So
now,
day one,
is that emphasis meaningful yours or the articles?
No, that was mine.
Okay. Just wondering.
Because you know how I like to throw in.
Meaning? I'm just wondering because it's a different article if you're like, get boyfriend fast.
Yeah.
Like the boyfriend only needs to last through the meal. But this is for...
But this is a meaningful
True.
One.
Yeah, no, this is real.
All right, so step one, make a list of at least 10 single guys you already know.
Mm-hmm.
Cross off the ones who do not share your values. Why not just not put them on the list?
Yeah.
All right.
No, you got to cross them off. That's what we do with people who don't share our values.
Prioritize by attraction, the ones who are left.
Okay.
Okay? And get the phone number or email of each. Ask friends or family or look the men up on a social network like
just
Facebook.
Just track a bitch down.
Okay.
Hunt them.
So, all right. So you made your list, crossed off ones, then prioritized who's hot.
Okay. Do you know 10 single straight guys?
I do.
I don't.
All right.
I mean, I don't know if I could. I mean, I could make a list of guys, and if they have crossed off the ones that are gay, I might have 3 guys left, like, for you okay. or whoever's out there.
Okay. Well, step two.
Okay.
Schedule as many dates as possible. For day one, make your dates back to back.
Speed date.
Yeah, quantity counts. You will know which guys you'll have more fun with and instant chemistry when you're with all of them in a short period of time.
But you got to keep it moving. Like you can't have 3 guys. You can't have like 3 dudes
and he can't
in the wings.
And they can't be late. You have to like really be organized with this. Ask important questions about values and interests. Answer his questions with energy and genuine enthusiasm.
With vigor. With vim and vigor.
They don't tell you what questions to ask. Just be like, what are your values?
And how do you feel interest. About life after death? Like, what do you mean by values?
I don't know. What are your values? You have to sneak that in somehow in this very short date.
And they're, okay, so the question is, if someone's asked you, what are your values, how does one succinctly answer that in a date situation? Between forkfuls of food, between
sips
of
wine.
Yeah,
you have to be very, you have to, I guess, do a little homework on this.
Yeah.
That's like pre-day one to come up with your questions.
This is 4 days, actually.
Yeah.
We wasted a day just figuring out day one.
Step number 3, narrow down your search.
We're on step 3?
Yeah. And meet with your top 3 guys on the second day. So after that first day of, like, what, 7 guys? Now you narrow it down to 3.
And keep in mind, though, you are so amazing that every guy that you've narrowed down to 3, even though they've seen each other and seen the list, they're still in for it.
Right.
Like, even though they saw Mark come in and right behind him.
Yeah, right? You have your, you take their photo.
Yeah.
Like a Polaroid.
Like, I just want to remember.
And glue it to the paper.
Now, you were the one who said values were limited.
Yeah, your values. Okay. Make the date simple yet interactive. Cosmopolitan recommends hit balls at the batting cage, race go-karts, challenge him to a round of mini golf.
Wait, stop. Make the date what?
Make the day simple yet interactive.
And you did say some kind of an auto race.
Right.
Really?
If you live near a boardwalk, play a few games and try to win a stuffed animal. Okay,
in
so
the 50s.
You have to do this. Now remember, 3 dates in one day with these guys, and you have to just run. So you have to be.
All these dates are taking place at an amusement park. Am I wrong?
I guess so. Gouge your top 3 on body language and interact.
Gouge.
Gauge.
Oh my god. Oh, like gouge your type top 3.
Gauge your top 3 on body language and interaction to help narrow down your number 1.
Mm-hmm. All this to take someone to one meal?
And then number 4, invite your number 1 choice to your house for wine and dinner, which should make you
wine which, first.
Yes. Wine was first.
Mm-hmm.
Which you should
now
make
Now I want some wine.
Okay.
That's the problem. We've looked at this picture of a shot. Someone sent us a picture of alcohol, people.
I know.
And we
now
brought
we're talking
it in
about
here.
Wine.
Now we're talking about wine.
Okay. You should make to communicate that you're invested in the time you spend together. Gauge his interest in you.
Gouge him out.
And the spark you are igniting. Okay. And number 5, express how you feel. Keep it simple. Say, I'm having fun with you.
You got the part.
Okay.
If anyone ever hears Katie say that on a date, just, you've been had.
Yeah.
She's just gouging.
And then if I add, I don't really want to see other people anymore. Do you?
On the first date?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
This is the second speed date.
This is, you already had the speed date, and then you had your activity date. Now you have them over for wine and dinner, and you say these things.
But I'm confused. This is to take place in 72 hours.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
This is just a premise for a film, people. This is someone who had an idea for a screenplay. They couldn't make it happen. They're like, you know what? I'll do it as advice.
Okay.
Maybe it'll somehow be like this shit my dad says and turn into a TV show.
Oh, the things, and then they have a section here, things you will need to do this.
Okay.
Pen, paper.
Huh? For the list.
Wine and dinner.
Are you serious? Pen, paper, wine,
and dinner.
Dinner?
That's what you need to do this. And then they have tips and warnings.
Mm-hmm.
Trust your instincts in every situation. It will lead you to Mr. Right.
Oh, God.
Don't be discouraged if things don't work out.
You've got 3 days.
Dating is a screening process that will ultimately lead you to that special someone. And then they say, don't get caught up in physical attraction alone. It may not lead to the best relationship.
But they told us to rank the people in terms of how attractive we found.
I know.
And now, it doesn't matter?
I know.
Well, I guess now that you're down to the top 3 hotties, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter anymore because at least they're all...
Yeah, they're in the top 3.
Doable.
Ugh. 3 days. Okay, so here my advice for how to get a date in 3 days. Online.
Oh.
Just put it out there and be like, you know what? I am tired of going to, once again, it's a premise for a film. Sorry,
yeah.
Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson. But I got to go to my family. I want to take somebody. Or, you know what, ladies? This is what your gay male friend is for.
Right.
Just don't say anything. And have, if people think he's gay, have it be, just pretend like you're one of those women who doesn't know she's dating a guy in the closet. There's plenty of that going on.
Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I do that? And you can film me.
See how it goes?
Style.
Okay. Yeah. Will you get a flip with your hair? Like, you have to have a flip.
Because
I feel like in a romantic comedy, you got to have a flip.
I'm having fun with you.
It has to flip on its own. You can't.
Oh, I can't
initiate a flip.
Oh,
yeah.
I have to do it like.
Yeah. It has to happen.
I just moved my head a little bit. The previous one, I flicked it with my hand,
no,
and that's
too
unacceptable.
Much. Too. That's too obvious.
Okay.
That's basically giving it away. Ugh. Like, leave mystery. Leave mystery.
Hey, Jaquetta.
Yes.
You're always talking about how I'm Polish here.
Is this Polish Christmas?
Yeah. Polish Christmas, yes.
Yay. Oh, I was going to ask you, what do you guys do? You had to look it up, didn't you?
I had to look it up because, yeah. You know, I do just, we're not, I tell Jaquetta all the time, I'm not like a full-on Polish,
A lot of people would not consider me to be full-on Black, so it's all right. And I don't know how to celebrate Kwanzaa.
All right,
so let me hear about Polish Christmas.
Okay.
This is awesome.
Okay, so for Poles.
Can you say, oh, you can say whatever you want.
I can say whatever I want.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve is a time of family gathering and reconciliation.
Wow.
That's when, yeah, I don't know about
what was going on the other days of the year. It was just Kung Fu Polish fighting.
To air your grievances.
Yes. Reconciliation. Yeah. Look, it's Christmas Eve, you bum.
Yeah. you're a douche.
Yeah.
Okay, it's also a night of magic. Animals are said to talk in a human voice, and people have the power to tell the future.
People, stop. Polish people do not do this. This is bad information about your fellow Polishmen. Animals talk?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I think this is fomenting something. I'm not sure what.
It was, the saying is, as Christmas Eve goes, goes the New Year.
Really?
Yeah, so if you have to have like a very nice New Year's Eve and be polite and forgive each other and mm-hmm. talk to have animals talk to you, I guess.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You okay. said New Year's Eve.
Oh, did I? Sorry, Christmas Eve.
Come on, you at least pretend like you know what this is. It's actually Lithuanian people. She has no idea.
Let's see. Maidens interested in marital future and older people will try to...
Maidens?
Maidens. Yeah, I guess young ladies who are unmarried.
Okay.
Maiden.
And the altar men?
Older people.
Older people. Okay, I heard maidens and altar men. I'm like, what's an altar man? Does he get a maiden?
No.
Older people.
No, maidens and older people will try to project the future.
Okay. That's just a weird group for me. I'm sorry. Maidens, so young women and old people. Virgins and old people.
Yeah, basically. Okay. And they predict it based on the sky's aura between Christmas Eve and the 12th night, January 6th.
Magical Polish Christmas. Did you guys do any of this
stuff? No. And
no maidens?
No. In Eastern Poland, it's still believed that girls who grind poppy seeds on Christmas Eve can hope for a quick marriage and a quick divorce.
Quick marriage. Do you? I love when I used to live in Eastern Europe. I loved poppy seed stuff with poppy seeds in it.
Oh yeah, so good.
Right? Little cakes. Why don't we have that here?
Who knows?
We used to eat so many poppy seeds, and then the Hungarian bakeries that it was like you could test positive for heroin.
That's probably why we don't have it here, because people are like, I need a drug test in the morning.
It's so good, poppy seeds.
and so these young ladies who are looking to get married.
Maidens.
After dinner on Christmas Eve, they leave the house and the direction of the first dog bark points to where their future husband will come from. So you go outside and wherever the dog is barking from, you have to go there and there's mm-hmm. your husband's going
to
be around.
So you're supposed to go toward what sounds like a rabid dog.
Yeah.
Really? Did you know about any of these customs?
No. And another one is, when going to Christmas Eve midnight mass, girls would blindfold each other and touch fence pickets.
What?
A straight and smooth picket would portend a resourceful husband, while a crooked and rough one was an indication of a clumsy and awkward spouse.
A limp biscuit. Ski.
And if a maiden wants to learn about her future fiancé's profession, she would go to a river, dip her hand in the water, and pull out the first thing she touched.
Whoa! What is going on?
Wood meant carpenter, iron a blacksmith, leather a shoemaker. Who's got leather in their river?
Hey. Anyone pull out a fish? Or is that just like, when someone just pull out some dirt? Like, dirt farmer. This is fascinating. You know, we don't have any that I... See, this is the thing about being black, though. I want to say that we don't have any traditions like this, but whenever I do a little bit of research because of where I'm from, there are tons and tons of traditions. No one does any of them.
Right.
It's like these traditions must have existed for like just a millisecond in African American history. Like two people did it and were like, this is the custom. And the other people were like, man, we ain't doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on.
You have to clean your house on December 24th or else like the evil spirits will live in the dirt.
Well, yeah, we definitely don't do that. Bizarre.
Yeah.
So what did you guys...
It seems like, yeah, it's like mostly about getting married and good luck and stuff rather than celebrating.
Jesus.
Yeah.
or Christmas. Anyway. But this is why, this type of business is why they try to shut it down.
Yeah, because you put straw under the tablecloth and then you reach under the tablecloth and you pull out a straw and if you get a long one, it means good luck. A short one is not so good.
So this sounds more like New Year's celebrations.
Yes, it's really
like that.
That's
actually
kind of
cool. Nothing about crafts?
No.
Foods? Nothing?
No.
No foods are eaten on a Polish Christmas. No crafts made.
No, you got to clean up everything.
Just predictions for maidens.
Right.
That's
interesting. And hope you touch a straight picket fence.
Yeah, in the river. Hope you don't pull a shoe out of the river. Oh, actually, no, a shoemaker's not that bad.
Yeah.
I don't think did you have any special customs when you were growing up for Christmas?
Or?
By special, I mean like out of the ordinary or, you know, anything ethnic.
No, there was none. There, just the typical.
And the meal, was the meal at least
the only thing meal? That we did was have some kielbasa in the morning. That's it.
Yeah, I mean.
It was just one of the dishes on the table.
I can't think of.
Did you do anything? What about Kwanzaa? Did you do the.
Well, we heard about Kwanzaa when I was a little kid, but we're not trying to have that because we're not bougie urban people.
Okay.
Like, that was our idea. It was like some black person in a city somewhere who probably, like, makes his own candles and so.
Oh, right. He's made it up.
And oils is, you know, into it. My mom, I think, was like, let's do this one year. And then we got a little book. And whenever you have to get a book on your traditions.
Yeah.
You can't, because you should know it. You know what I mean? If it's an important thing, it would be passed down. Like, for example, making donuts that somehow made it through.
All right.
Kwanzaa, not so much. And the donut recipe, by the way, is like German.
Okay.
So that like tells you.
All right.
But we didn't do anything that interesting. I've wanted to like start some holiday customs, but the only thing we can come up with is going to Vegas. And which is fine. I mean,
and make your pilgrimage.
Yeah, we make our pilgrimage to the Venetian.
Shining City.
And we see, and Vegas is actually really cool because they have, I mean, the trees there are enormous, you know, and they really go all out because it's the middle of the desert and they got to do something.
Right.
And it's fun. But I mean, for the most part, no, I can't think of anything besides the tree and the exchanging of gifts.
Yeah.
Nothing special. One of our one of the women who lives in our building who's got a couple of kids, she asked my husband if he would do Santa Claus.
Oh, really?
Because he has a beard. I was like, lady, you do not want that Santa showing up. Like, my husband's a criminal lawyer.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, kids.
Subpoenas. I got subpoenas for everybody. I got a motion for you. Three to life. We live in a pretty mixed neighborhood. So we're having some kind of holiday festival. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I don't know what's going to be. That we've never had it before.
Okay.
It's like there are enough new merchants in the neighborhood now that they're like, oh, we should have a holiday festival. I'm like, good luck with that.
Oh, I forgot the new thing that we're doing in my family this year that we're starting.
What are you guys going to do? Exchanging?
No, it's a contest. We have to each
Dude,
build.
I'm in.
Oh, you're in?
Okay. What is it? What am I have to? Can I phone it in?
No.
Okay.
You could do it though.
Okay. What is it?
You have to build a house or some kind of structure out of licorice. 75% of it has to be licorice.
Who's the running rest this? An engineer?
The rest of it has to be any other kind of candy, but it all has to be edible. So you can't use glue.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use some kind of like sugar glaze to make it. And it could be any kind of structure you want.
I have a suggestion for you. The best, I'm a big licorice fan. Yes, I'm one of the four people who likes licorice.
Mm-hmm.
The really long licorice ropes, use those. They're already gummy, and you can use them as a type of cement between the other licorice sticks. They can also be coiled very nicely to make rounds.
Yep.
If you need to make a wheel. So if anyone else in Katie's family is listening, don't do that. It's not going to work. But Katie, do it. That's awesome. 75%. Now, who's going to judge? This is typical me. I'm an asshole. I'm like, who's going to be judging the 75%?
I think it has to be like by general consensus.
What are you going to make?
I'm not telling. No. This is top secret.
So you can make any structure you want.
Any structure. And at first they were saying houses, but it could be anything. It could be a museum.
Mm-hmm. Kubla Khan, for example, is quite popular.
Right.
It could be. So can you make a statue?
It could be the Hey You Know It studio. It has to be a structure. It can't be a statue.
If you were to make a giant licorice shot glass with booze. That would be the best. It would win. You'd be like, where's my structure? Just drunk relatives, everyone. It said, hey, you know it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I think that's really cool. Whose idea was that?
It's my brother.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, and you can't have anybody
else. I bet you he wins.
Right.
He probably has planned it.
I thought, oh, great, with where I work. I work, you know, I know a lot of creative people.
Yeah, textiles and whatnot.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, maybe one of them can do it for me. And they had like no outside help.
Of course, no outside help.
Like,
I like this idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do one, too.
That's cool. I have to think about it, how I would make it. So 75% licorice, and the rest is whatever.
Any other candy. But it all has to be edible, so you can't use, like, you know, bottle caps.
Why would someone do that?
I don't
Why did you think of bottle caps?
Because it's not edible, and I was probably looking at my...
A plastic. I was thinking like a bottle cap from the 50s.
Oh, like the candy bottle caps, yeah. Of course.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
That according...
It's a list.
I have 50 interesting facts about Christmas.
I'll be the judge of that. Go ahead.
The Germans made the first artificial Christmas tree out of dyed goose feathers.
Ew.
I know, nasty, right?
Why? Why do they do things like that?
I don't know why.
Why not make it out of dead trees?
Yeah.
Or out of, when was it made?
Artificial. I know, no one tells you.
Some metal. Why is feathers appropriate?
Because that's what they had around, I guess. And I guess they could pull it out later.
They just had a shitload of goose feathers. Like, what are we going to do with all these goose feathers? Heinrich, I know.
Right. Norwegian scientists have hypothesized that Rudolph's nose is probably the result of parasitic infection.
Ew.
In his respiratory system. I know, it's terrible. And according, another one, according to data analyzed from Facebook posts, 2 weeks before Christmas is one of the two most popular times for couples to break up.
What's the other one?
They don't tell you. They make you guess.
I bet you it's...
Christmas Day's least favorite day for breakups.
Really? It's not. Yeah, it's not really a good day to break it off.
Oh, yeah. And suicide rates are low during the holidays. The spring is when most people commit suicide.
I didn't know that either. I know people get very stressed. Like, around the holidays is, you know, when you need to be aware of how people are feeling and, you know.
Yeah, you do. Well, you should have all year round, but especially, like, you should be nicer to people.
Maybe in the holidays, people are around more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In Poland, spiders and spider webs are common Christmas tree decorations.
Stop. Because... That sounds rude.
Because according to legend, a spider wove a blanket for baby Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, and spiders are symbols of goodness and prosperity at Christmas.
I don't remember the spider part of the Bible.
I don't either. I don't remember the spider.
Charlotte's Web aspect of it?
I know, like the donkey, the lamb.
That black guy.
And the spider.
And the spiders.
The spider. Could you imagine if spiders came up and crept along your child?
But wasn't it also hot?
Yeah, that's why it was a nice light
These
quilt.
Are spiders. I'm like spiders in the desert. I don't know. There's a lot of problems here. There's a lot of anthropological issues, historical issues.
Each year, there are approximately 20,000 Rent-A-Santas across the U.S. That's low to me.
20,000 Rent-A-Santas?
Yeah. Rent-A-Santas usually undergo seasonal training on how to maintain a jolly attitude under pressure.
Booze.
And they receive practical advice, such as not accepting money from parents while children are looking. And avoiding garlic, onions, and beans for lunch.
A flatulent Santa, not so popular. Cool.
Okay.
Well, we wish everybody out there a happy holiday, no matter how you're celebrating it.
Or what kind of traditions you use. Make up your own.
Yeah.
And, tell us about it.
Yeah, tell us about your traditions. You know what we're going to be doing, and it involves apparently licorice and booze.
Yeah.
So, for the hey, you know what, maybe a steaming bowl of Bishop.
Yeah.
A hot steaming bowl of roaming bishop.
That's nice. Or a Hey You Know It teeny. Everybody try a Hey You Know It teeny and think of us.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be Belvedere vodka.
Yeah.
Because they haven't told us to say that.
Yeah.
You want to close up?
So thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Send us a 5-star review on iTunes. And we will actually give you a shot glass for your trouble.
And we'll read it on the air.
Yeah. When I was 6 on Christmas Eve, there was a knock at the door.
This is not going to go well.
And I went downstairs and opened the door, and there was Santa Claus standing there, and presents all down the sidewalk.
That's cool.
And he's like, there are too many to fit in my sleigh tonight. So I had to bring some now. And that I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I just stepped backwards and stared.
Were you amazed that he was there, or were you disappointed that he hadn't calculated how much room he would need? Because that would have been a little Jaquetta being like, really, Santa? Like, this is a shock to you? How many things could fit in your sleigh? How big the presents are? Surely you had this organized. I would not be impressed. I'd be like, get out.
No, at first I was
cookies
like, oh,
he's revoked.
This is like, he's not coming tonight. Then he was like, I'm coming later. And I was like, wow, two deliveries.
That's awesome.
It was amazing.